Topic 10. It takes a dog. Activity 1, pages 35 to 37. A. Guide dogs, page 35.
Guide and service dogs are trained to help people with different disabilities, such as blindness. They are often raised by volunteers until they are ready to accompany the blind. Puppy raisers are volunteer families who agree to welcome a future guide, service dog, into their home. These homes are where young puppies, training and socialisation take an important turn. It is here that they become comfortable with home life, learn basic obedience, and begin to experience the world. Puppy raisers take the puppies everywhere, to work, out to eat, on trips, and even grocery shopping. This real-world training imitates the experiences that the dogs need in order to be successful guide and service dogs. It is often difficult for the puppy raisers to give up the dogs when they're ready for their task. However, knowing that the dog is going to help someone in need gives them some comfort.
B. Reading dogs, page 36.
For many children, learning to read is a hard task. Fortunately, thanks to some innovative programs and cooperative dogs, the challenge is getting easier to meet. Across the USA, dogs are lending their ears, and thousands of children who need extra help with reading and interpersonal communication couldn't be happier. Imagine this scene. The dog and the child settle down onto a blanket-covered pad on the floor, in a corner of the school media centre, or in the library. Either the dog picks out a book, or the child selects a picture book, brings it to the dog, holds it flat, and begins to read. Though the children believe they are teaching dogs to read, in fact, with the dog as a comfortable, attentive audience and occasional gentle assistance from the dog's adult volunteer partner, they are actually teaching themselves. As far as a child is concerned, however, reading is about the dog, not about the child. No pressure, no embarrassment, no humiliation.
C. Diabetes sniffing dogs, pages 36 to 37.
Dogs have a very special ability to detect changes in human physiology and can even draw attention to diseases like cancer. Since they have a powerful sense of smell, it is thought this is achieved through the nose. One thing dogs seem to smell is an abnormal drop in blood sugar level, which occurs in people with type 1 diabetes. Diabetes is a lifelong condition that causes a person's blood sugar to be high. Low blood sugar, hypoglycemia or hypo, can occur suddenly and cause symptoms such as fatigue, which might lead to seizures and unconsciousness if left untreated. As a consequence, dogs are trained to act as medical alert assistance dogs that tell owners when they are at risk. Dogs can detect a drop in blood sugar even when a person is sleeping and is not aware of the fact that he is in danger. In such cases, the dog wakes up his owner so he can get some treatment.
D. Man's best friend, page 37.
One golden retriever has proved why dogs are really a man's best friend. Bob needed more firewood for his Michigan home. He quickly ran out of his home to grab a piece of wood when he slipped and fell, breaking his neck. It was late and his screams for help went unheard by his neighbours, but luckily his dog Kelsey was there to take action. "I was screaming for help, but my nearest neighbour is about a quarter mile away and it was 10:30 p.m. but my Kelsey came," Bob said. Kelsey prevented Bob from freezing by lying on top of him and licking his face and hands. She was there by his side as he lay in the snow paralysed for nearly 20 hours. "She kept me warm and alert. I knew I had to persevere to get through this, and that it was my choice to stay alive," Bob said, adding that Kelsey kept him awake until he lost consciousness.